This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1436 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less-ish. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, we could potentially be joined by Congressman Hopeful Bill Football Cotter. He may join us. He's very busy with the national championship, so we'll see if we see him. If not, we'll catch up with him later. Also, Wes and I and producer Eric is joining us today. We have some of the best from the Eclipse, you know, like a lot of fun stuff with the Eclipse. Eclipse was pretty good, mm-hmm. Right? Eclipse was
fun. Yeah, Mark's in the emergency room right now because he stared at it like an idiot.
Right. So. Turns out not just him. I got some stats on that too. Not just the people who stared too hard at the sun. Wes and I have some other guys who are having a really, really rough spring to tell you about today.
Spring's tough for guys sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's a real awakening of all kinds. Nature awakes, your body awakes from out from under the clothes of winter. And it can be tough.
Yes. Extremely tough. Yeah, exactly. You're like coming out of hibernation if you're a mm-hmm. bear type, mm-hmm. you know, like yeah. Like many of us. And you got to get used to comfortable in your body with less clothes on it. And yeah. that's tough for a lot
real,
of us. And
real tough.
Yeah. That's tough. Yeah, it's tough. And these guys we're going to tell you about, they're having a really, really rough go of it. So
compared to these guys, we're doing top 0.01% in the world.
Yeah. Yep. It's a feel good about yourself episode because luckily you're not some of the people we're going to talk about. Let's get into the Eclipse, fellas. A lot of good Eclipse picks out there. There was this NASA one that's like from space.
Woo,
people are saying that's probably the number one, you know, because they had the angle from space. That's
pretty cool.
Unfair. That's insane. Unfair advantage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty sweet. One. That's a very good one. They did it. NASA also did a video that tracked this is from like the ISS, right? And so it tracked the shadow of the eclipse, like over the United States. Pretty fucking cool. Like
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You see, it's like,
it was awesome.
Darkness. Yeah. Wes, you were out in it. I didn't go out in it. What was it like?
I was out in it. So, you know, 136 was the moment of totality where I was. So Cam and I, first of all, I had to like yell and curse at my son to get off his video games to come watch this once in 25 year event outside.
Yeah. Well, I was in a meeting, so I get him. I understand, Cam. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, but you know, this is like we're like in like the best path possible. Like we're not going to be in a luck path like this probably ever again.
That's true. You got to take advantage. Austin was right in the center. Right.
Yeah, we were right in the center, and he's like in there playing video games, saying how he's got 5 more minutes left on his raid or whatever the fuck he's doing. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, or I'm gonna throw your computer in the trash. Is basically
final boss though, Wes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. But it was cool. Like this is how dark it got. That's like, you know, 1:30 p.m. in my neighborhood.
Right, looks like night. Looks like evening. Yeah. Like late.
People
evening.
People were out there staring up at the sun. You know, in their lawn chairs and stuff. It was cool.
Nice. Wes, you got this badass picture right here of the eclipse. Thought it was one of the best ones I saw from. From
it was it right at the totality. It started to get cloudy, which I think is cool with this photo. I also got this one without it, and you can see the flares and shit on the side. I mean, it was awesome. It was really cool.
It's, It's really badass. There's some great ones out of DC. Here's like the top of the Washington Monument with a crescent sun, which is really fucking crazy. Also, a lot of the listeners and friends of the show, Dyron in Louisiana, got this one. It's like a crescent sun down there. I don't know if he went under like a smoke to get that one. That pretty cool looking fucking picture though.
Clowns.
And then, yeah. So I mean, it was good. Eric, your parents are in Indiana, right in the path as well. Did they get to go out there and see a perfect solar eclipse?
Dude, it looked cool. I mean, they didn't get any crazy pictures, but I mean, it looked awesome for sure. Like they had, it looked like dawn. It was some cool looking stuff.
Did the Wes, you were in the thick of it. Did the animals act crazy? Did the bugs all fly to the ground?
You know what's funny is I let my dogs out in the front yard with me to see if they would act crazy. My one dog did take a shit in the front yard, like right during the eclipse. Me and my son were like, what? Yeah, I think she was got a little nervous and just got and she took a shit right during the moment of totality, right in the front yard.
Got anxious.
Yeah. Yeah,
they said that the animals would react. So, I mean, I'm glad that you did a live test, you know, so.
Yeah, I tried. I tried to get them to go nuts.
It scares the shit out of dogs a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I thought that like, you know, there was a lot of people were saying, you know, there's going to be these like natural disasters, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be like orchestrated disasters during the eclipse. That wasn't much of that. But wasn't great for everybody. Not everybody was so lucky because solar eclipse glasses. Sold through Amazon as Bikini Solar Eclipse Glasses, AAS approved, 2024, CE and ISO certified safe shades for direct sun viewing. That was their listing on Amazon. They were also available in the Chicago area at local stores. These glasses, eclipse glasses, got recalled like 2 hours before the eclipse passed over Chicago. Jeez. So, you know, everybody on the East Coast was probably already staring at the sun through them. Yeah. And then in the Midwest, you know, they were just about to get blasted with it. So tough for them. Maybe that's why the Google searches for why do my eyes hurt exploded so much after the eclipse. Or maybe it's just because people never listened and kept staring at the sun anyways. So,
yeah. I just want to address some of the comments that are coming in because obviously the headline of this stream was that Billy Football might be joining us. I see some
Wes,
some
people please, that were, candidate football.
Sorry, candidate Bill Cotter, congressional candidate Bill Cotter. Probably not going to be on here today, but and normally there's four of us hosts. Eric, our producer, is filling in. So you know, just FYI. This is not a normal show. We'd love for you to come back and join again, and maybe Billy will be on next time.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Bill, Congressman hopeful Bill Cotter, at a later date. We go back pretty deep with Billy, all the way back to when he was like raising the frogs in the aquariums. Okay, so yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll talk to Bill Cotter soon.
I just wanted to address that for everyone waiting with bated breath for Billy Football.
Yeah, and you're finally meeting producer Eric, who's the life behind our.
I mean,
our viral
I like Eric more than Billy Football, if I'm being 100% honest. So
I like Eric more than all the hosts, including myself. Yeah. So I mean, it's better this.
Come
way.
On, yeah, don't butter me up.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it. That's what's going on. With the eclipse, it was good for most people. Some people had some unfortunate side effects.
Yeah, it was cool. It lived up to the hype. I will say that it was one of the cooler things I've seen in a long time.
For sure. Yeah. I went to go get my blood drawn. Right after it happened, and they even got some pretty decent pictures all the way out in Reno, all the way out west, where it was only like a 30% coverage or something. So it was cool. Cool,
yeah.
For sure.
So next one, what, 25 years, something like that? Or you can go to Europe in 4 years or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? I'm not going to.
In 24 years, it's over Florida.
We got to get Will to this. Will would love it. It is cool.
It is cool. I know the pictures are amazing. I just don't. I love space more than like the majority of people, but. For some reason, the eclipse has just never done it for me. I've never been like, I gotta see it. Like today, even today, I just like didn't. Like,
yeah, this is the first one I've seen in adulthood, and it was great. So,
yeah, very nice.
Anyway, You want to talk about horse fuckers or severed penises?
Yeah. With, okay. With your guy first.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
To the horses.
I'm interested to see if Eric remembers this because, you know, he's kind of a youngin. Do you remember John and Lorena Bobbitt, Eric?
Ooh.
You know who they are?
Oh, God.
See, I didn't think so.
That's old school. No. That's like, what is that, the 90s? Yeah.
That's 93, baby. Yeah.
93.
So for those of you who are young and don't remember this, John and Lorena Bobbitt made national headlines. And this all happened in a town called Manassas, which is just south of where we grew up, about 30 minutes, 25 minutes south of us.
Yeah, man asses. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Or mean asses is another, you know, term people say. It's it. Anyway, interesting place.
They're just more country than the rest of Northern Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, so these two were married, John and Lorena Bobbitt. And the story goes is that one night in 1993, June, John, according to Lorena, raped her. Right. So they were married, but I guess they were having marital problems or whatever. And he raped her. So I guess maybe John had a few pops, went to bed, and Lorena went to the kitchen and grabbed an 8-inch Ginsu carving knife and grabbed his penis and chopped it off.
Oh, okay. Clean off, Eric.
Clean off. Yeah. Enough so she could grab it and take it with her, which she did. She left the apartment and she got in her car. And the story goes is that she was having trouble driving with one penis in her hand and one hand on the wheel. So she threw it out the window into a field. And then I guess after the shock of cutting off her husband's penis wore off, she called the police and admitted to what she had done and told them where they could find his severed penis. Because obviously John had already called the police and was like, hey, if anyone calls about a penis,
right. it's a penis.
that would be mine.
John Wayne Bobbitt, right?
John Wayne Bobbitt, I think his name was. Anyway, they found the penis. After a search, they put it in saline ice. They washed it down with antiseptic, cleaned it all up, and they reattached it in a surgery that was like 10 hours long. He went on to do a bunch of pornos. She was actually found not guilty by reason of insanity, so she got off. And you know, of course, they got divorced. He went on to do some pornos. He claims that his penis is now back to normal. I'm sure there's some scarring, but it's a functional penis, even though it was cut off. Yeah, I mean,
that shows you how resilient penises are. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this thing got chopped off, tossed in a field.
Yeah,
and you couldn't get that dick down.
They want to perform.
Props to those doctors. Jeez. Yeah,
true.
This was 93 too. This is way before all the new penis stuff we got going on nowadays.
They like put it back on with a welding torch.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, John Wayne.
Yeah. So that's when it comes to having your dick cut off in 1993, that's about as good as it gets.
Great, great result for John Wayne Bobbitt. Yeah.
Yeah. But we now, even in 2023, 2024, we have another John and Lorena Bobbitt. Only this time, this is Brazil's version of John and Lorena Bobbitt. I want you to meet Gilberto Nogueira and his girlfriend, Diane Dos Santos. Okay, he's 39, she's 34. There they are. This is a before picture. Obviously, they're very much in love, having a good time, sticking their tongues out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're you know, good-looking couple, live in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and they were very much in love, right? So much in love that Gilberto, he was going to marry Diana in January of 2024, but December 2023, Gilberto made a bad decision. I guess it was at a birthday party or some kind of party, family party. And he decided that he was going to go ahead and fuck Diana's 15-year-old niece at that party.
Whoa. Yeah, no, that's horrible. Yeah. I think we covered this guy when his dick got cut off, maybe.
Maybe.
Because it sounds familiar. The 15-year-old cousin sounds familiar.
I think that was a soccer player that we were talking about, wasn't it? What didn't like Ronaldo or one of those?
This is just a thing in Brazil. Like sometimes this happens in Brazil.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. I think one of the big soccer players left his wife for his niece. Pretty sure.
Right. Oh shit.
Tank. Wasn't it Tank?
So soccer player. Another Brazilian man who's
the soccer player Tank.
Hulk.
Help us out in the comments. Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk.
Yeah, I knew it was one of those weird names. Yeah,
so
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy pulled a Hulk, but he's no Hulk.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I know what you're thinking, like, oh, that sick fuck, 15 years old, but I looked it up. Didn't do anything illegal, technically. The age of consent in Brazil is 14.
That's why this happens in Brazil a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's sick. Yeah. 14 is sick for a 39-year-old man to fuck, but technically, he did nothing wrong, unless he raped her. I mean, I don't know if he raped her or she consented, but I don't think it was a rape. Anyway, he got off, you know, scot-free with that charge, but Diana wasn't going to let him get away with it scot-free. Yeah. So she started plotting how she was going to handle justice in her own way. And so one night, they're still together. She found out about the affair. And she set up one of their bedrooms in their house. And Gilberto thought he was about to be in for like the night of the most mind-boggling sex he's ever had in his life. He came home. She's dressed in lace. She's dressed in like this like sexy outfit. There's probably some candles, maybe some straps on the bed. I don't know. I'm just making this up. But it was a sex dungeon when he got home. And she lured him into the bedroom with the promise of warm vagina, and something that women have been effectively luring men with for thousands of years.
It's a great lure. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they can lure with those things. Lure yeah. It's a good exists. Lure. You want to catch a man, you use the vagina lure.
Wes, real quick. Did Gilberto know that she knew about the 15-year-old cousin?
I don't think he did at this point. I think she found out about it, kept it quiet, and was just like, this motherfucker's about to get his. Whoa. And that's when she set her little vagina trap.
Yep.
So she got Gilberto in the bed. He's naked, he's hard, and she turned off the lights. And she tied his penis with a rubber band. Now, this could have been like, you know, like cock rings, right? I don't know if you've ever used a cock ring, but, you know, it keeps your dick hard longer. You can have sex longer. A rubber band, can I imagine, is like a poor man's cock ring, right? You can probably use a rubber band as a cock ring in a pinch.
Yeah, but when she starts tightening it up and like doing, you know, loop after loop after loop, you probably start to get a little nervous, right? You're like,
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, you know?
Yeah.
Rings on.
Why is this so tight? So she's got the poor man's cock ring on. Then she took out the poor man's knife, a razor, and she sliced Gilberto's dick right off, clean off, clean off, just a razor, clean off. She then took his penis in her hand and she took a picture of it and she shared it on Gilberto's family WhatsApp chat group. She's
Shut
like,
the fuck up.
No. See this? This is Gilberto's penis because he fucked my 15-year-old niece. Then I guess maybe she heard about the mistake that Lorena Bobbitt had made by throwing the penis out the window and how John was able to get the penis back. She made sure that wasn't going to happen for Gilberto. So she took that cock and she flushed it down the toilet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Just flushed it down the toilet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's intense. So.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. So, it's intense, isn't it?
Is he Gilberto survived that? He didn't bleed out?
No, he survived it. He was obviously very upset that she cut his penis off. And since then, this is only in December of like less than 6 months ago. So he's still healing, right? He underwent many surgeries to stop the bleeding, and then maybe like salvage what tissue could be salvaged from the remains of his penis. And things are looking up for Gilberto because a local urologist, I guess maybe to see if he can do it or to see if, you know, it actually works, has gifted Gilberto a prosthetic penis that he's going to install on Gilberto once he heals up. So Gilberto's got to heal up. He's got to get the tissue to a point where he can do more surgery on it. Then he's going to get a prosthetic dick. I don't know if that dick is actually going to have any feeling. It might just be a dick where he can still have sex and please
better
a woman.
Better
than nothing, right? Or nothing. And Gilberto in all this has had a change of heart regarding his relationship with Diana. So she got arrested and they said that it was an attempted murder because basically she mutilated him to a point that no other woman will want to be with him. His life's over. Now she was able to get the sentence or the charge down to 12 years. So she's still awaiting trial, but she's in jail awaiting trial and she faces a maximum of 12 years. Now, Gilberto now wants to get back together with her.
What? She said,
Yeah. He wrote, he recently told a newspaper that he wrote that he, that, this is what he said. If I hadn't had sex with her niece on my partner's birthday, I guess it was Diane's birthday, none of this would have happened. And he's right about that. That's
true. Yeah. Sure.
He's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Berto, you made a horrible mistake being a dumbass.
Let me tell you,
dick cut off for it.
None of this would have happened if I had not fucked my niece on my girlfriend's birthday. None of this would have happened.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He said, like, you're right. You're right, Gilberto. But then she chopped your penis off. Do you remember that part of it?
Yeah. No. But then he went on to say, Diana is wonderful. She's a loving woman who loves me. She didn't deserve to be betrayed by that. She was exposed to the whole country because she made national news for cutting his dick off. I don't care what others think. What really matters is how I feel about her. So he wrote Diana while she's in jail and asked how she was doing. And guess what? She got back to him and said, I love you too. I want a second chance. She said, quote, I can't believe I got a letter from you. I was very happy and had no reaction. As I imagined, I would have never had any kind of contact with you again, you know, because, you know, I cut your penis off, right?
Sure.
I'm not well, obviously, both because of what happened and because I miss my children. She has two kids from a previous relationship, so she got sent to jail. The kids are now without a mom. And Gilberto, who they loved, apparently. I want you to know that I forgive you, and I also ask for forgiveness for you and your family. I placed our lives in God's hands. If it is his will, and his, of course, we will rebuild our lives when we leave here. So, also, side note.
She's been doing a lot of praying about the dick she chopped off.
Yeah. Cutting the dick off will make you, like, have an awakening, I guess. I don't know. It's a very shocking thing to do.
They're just freaks, and they love that about each other. That's what it is. Well,
I've got another theory. I mean, but anyway, so Diana also said, side note, in the letter that was for some reason revealed in all this, that she hasn't changed her underwear in 2 months. And she doesn't want to accept a work in prison because she feels ashamed that the guards will ridicule her because she has to be strip searched if she wants to get a job in jail. And they'll find out she's been wearing the same underwear for two months, which I'm sure just stinks to high heaven.
So she's smelly and crazy.
And
he wants to get back with her. You know, at least she can't chop his dick off again, right? Because she's already done it the one time. So if he gets back with her, you know, he can fuck up as much as he wants. She still can't chop his dick off again because she's already done it.
It's true. Yeah. Now, Gilberto wrote back to that saying, if I could, believe me, I would trade places with you because I love you far beyond the tragedy that happened in our lives, his life. My heart is broken into pieces because your children are separated away from their mother, asking for you every day. I guess he's in contact with the kids. Also, Gilberto is now offering to pay $8,000 to her lawyers for her trial, which again starts April 24th, because, Eric, this is my theory, Gilberto knows that the only woman left in the world who is possibly going to love him is Diana because he doesn't have a dick anymore and everyone knows it. So he's kind of pigeonholed into Diana right now. Hey, if she's willing to take me back, it's a woman, you know?
Once he gets that prosthetic dick, though, he might be thinking a little bit differently. I mean,
yeah,
of course, I don't know if he can actually feel it again. That's back to the
he might fuck another niece with that prosthetic dick. You never know.
Or a robot.
Then again, it can be cut off and it's okay. He's just like, well, he's like a gecko. He's like a dick gecko now.
Yeah. He
can just
he's not a bad looking guy. Once he's got like the confidence of a prosthetic dick, he might get out there again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so. In closing, he wrote, today, I'm going to tell you what's going on in my heart. I want you to get out of there as soon as possible to take care of your children and me. I'm counting down the days until you come home. On the day that justice frees you, know that I will be at the gate waiting for you with open arms. So all is forgiven with the dick cut off. He just wants her back. He wants her out of jail. He's insane.
Thanks. First of all, how do you not bleed to death when your freaking dick gets chopped off? Like, that's insane.
Well, it's because she did the tourniquet. It's a good thing she rubber banded it up really tight. I mean,
she should
have gone into nursing and not dick chopping.
She probably did save his life with that rubber band trick. It was a curse and a blessing.
Yeah. No, I mean, she probably made it nice and clean for him, his little stub, you know, and then. Wish him the best with that prosthetic dick.
So
a couple of live comments came in, live comments from the audience here. Javante Sorrell says, Gilberto is probably holding on to hope that he'll get that freaky sex he thought he was going to get that night. That's a great theory.
Yeah. You know,
he's just that horny. Chris Slate says, I promise I'll never cut your dick off again, baby. And so, I mean, but it's not a problem necessarily because it's prosthetic now. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, then,
Dave Storms, is it like car shopping when getting a new dick? Probably so. Yeah. Which style would you guys go with? Could you? And how does he get erections with the prosthetic dick? Can you choose to shape it?
It's a pump thing, I believe, is how prosthetic dicks work. Is you pump it?
That's disappointing.
I'm gonna look up prosthetic penis real quick. See if we can find a picture.
Right, because like I think if you could get it hard
people
yourself,
who transition get.
Right.
I believe it's pretty much very similar.
And then could you shape it to the exact size measurements you wanted? Like you could technically give yourself the ideal penis.
Yeah,
I would lemons into lemonade here.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Let's see.
Yeah, I can't really find one that's like an actual prosthetic penis that shows how it works. But
there's a 90 Day Fiancé episode. Or season where it's like a person who transitioned from a woman to a man, and he talks about it. Like he's got to pump the thing. I guess he chose like the shape he wanted, the color, the shade, and so it kind of looks like a dildo from what he said. It's basically like a dildo type thing. Yeah,
it's a dildo that hangs on you all the time that you can pump up. Well,
yeah. It's like a ball that sits there unpumped until you pump it, and then it's good to go. Then it takes the form of the penis,
and he wants to get back with the woman that gave that to him. So
yeah.
Okay. That dude's fine.
I'm gonna have to credit Hard Factor Mark with this one. He said Cockholm syndrome the other day in the text thread, and I said
that's
probably a pretty good one for this. All right, you want to talk about guys who are having a rough time. Another guy?
Yes.
Two guys. Okay. One's a mouse. One's a man. It could be worse than what you got right now. Just take it from 66-year-old veterinarian in Frederictown, Knox County, Ohio, Dr. Philip R. Diltz, 66 years old. Now, I couldn't find a picture of Dr. Philip R. Diltz, but I did find the court documents for this, so I know it's real. Dr. Phil... not the famous one, just Diltz character. He's had a really bad month as he had to enter not guilty pleas in Mount Vernon Municipal Court last week to three misdemeanor charges, which include allegations that he had sexual conduct with a Shetland pony, was caught by his wife doing that in the barn, and then later injured his wife, Brenda, 60 years old, and his daughter, Hannah, 24, on Easter Sunday during an incident at the family's home on Knox Lake Road over there.
You mean when they called him out for fucking the pony?
That's exactly correct, Wes. That's exactly correct. The incident, the alleged incident, occurred on Easter Sunday, the evening of, and the wife, Brenda, confronted her husband about what she thought was her seeing him fucking a horse in their barn. And and that's how Richard Diltz Easter went. And so during a phone interview,
that'll rile you up when someone comes to your face with that, you know, truth and accusation. Like you thought maybe you got away with fucking the pony, and then someone goes, "Hey, by the way, saw you fucking that pony."
Yeah.
that'll shake your world up.
Yeah. Yeah, so the way it happened was he was allegedly, you know, banging the pony in the barn, and the wife saw him, and it's just like you said, Wes, she goes, runs back into the kitchen. He comes into the kitchen, buckling his pants up a few minutes later, and he's like, "Hey, what were you doing in the barn?" And then she's like, "What were you doing? You were fucking a pony," and then runs out. But it became unfortunately for everybody, a domestic dispute at that point. During a phone interview late Thursday afternoon with the local paper, the Knox Pages, Diltz, the veterinarian here, I'm not talking about the women, he said the allegations regarding the horse made by his wife and daughter are not true and the result of a divorce that he's already going through with his wife. And he was quoted as saying, quote, "It never happened. I will be exonerated. It will just take some time." So that's Dilt's three main points here, is that he didn't fuck the pony. He will be exonerated for it, but it's just going to take him some time to prove that he's not a pony fucker. And so.
Well, how is she going to prove it? It's his word against her. It's his word against hers, unless there's some kind of video, right?
DNA, or, right? I mean, they gotta swab this pony.
Yeah. If he came in the pony, he's in trouble.
He's in real trouble. So let me set the scene for you guys exactly what happened here. Easter night at the Dilts residence, okay? Easter Sunday, the evening. Police went to the family farm on Easter evening at 8.09 p.m., responding to a 911 call made by the daughter, Hannah Dilts. Hannah told dispatchers that her father had been caught having sex with a horse, had access to guns, and was threatening to shoot himself and others for having been caught having sex with the horse. Right.
Jeez.
So, you know, like I said, you know, he's freaking out. He doesn't want to be accused of being a pony fucker.
That's exactly what I would do if I was caught fucking a horse.
Right. <It's, laughs>
Threaten to kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Threaten to kill myself and everyone around me. Yeah.
The lady doth protest too much, potentially. You're right, Wes. Deputies said not only that, but Brenda Dilts, the wife, had a red mark on her neck from where her husband, the veterinarian, remember, had allegedly put his arm around her neck. Hannah Dilts, the daughter, had scrapes on her hands after reportedly trying to stop her father from assaulting the mother. Hannah told deputies that her father had been drinking vodka that evening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a really tough spot, for Dr. Dilts here, Phil Dilts. And, Dilts on his side of the argument, he said he was just tending to a sick pony and twirling its tail from behind when his wife saw him in the barn. So the pony's sick, trying to eat its oats, and he gets behind it and twirls the tail as part of the process. And
it's the best he got, huh?
That's his alibi. Yeah.
The tail twirl.
He was twirling pony's tail while hoping it would eat better. But his wife, Brenda, who's already in the process of divorcing him, as we said, and his daughter, Hannah, disagree. And now they have temporary protection orders against Dr. Dilts, the oldest graduate of all time from Ohio State's veterinary program. So that's his other claim to fame besides this.
Oh. Got into it late, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, he had a real love of animals and just took, you know, he was going to do whatever it took to finally cross that finish line. That's a tough April for Miss Dr. Dilts there so far. And if it is a lie, though, I hope that he's cleared of the horse fucking part. At least, because that's tough. That's a tough accusation to carry if you're a veterinarian.
Oh, right? it's the death sentence for anyone, really, especially a veterinarian.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worse for a vet or a random person, but
it's worse for a veterinarian because you take your animal to the veterinarian to be cared for. And
I'm not going anywhere near anyone who's been accused of fucking a pony. I don't care what their profession is.
Okay. That's fair. It's a fair rule. Anyways, you know, just feel better because you probably didn't get accused by everybody in your house of fucking a pony this month. Yeah. And so, that's a win.
Look on the bright side.
That's a win. Look on the bright side. It's also pretty, that's a tough spring so far for Dilts. It's also pretty tough though, guys, when a scientist who's editing your genes gives you six legs instead of genitals, you know, accident. That's what happened to a baby mouse in Portugal recently, where an unintended side effect of gene editing experiments led to a baby mouse to have six legs and feet instead of genitals.
So. Oh, yeah, look at that down there.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he holding on to? Is that what's the thing in the middle?
The umbilical cord, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He's got his six little hands and feet holding on to that thing, and yeah. So, whoops, you know, from the scientists there.
Get this guy to Alberto, dude. Have him like gene edit him a new penis. Like that's that dude can do it for sure.
Can you do it to an already existing human? Can you just like hook him up to a gene editing machine and then grow him a penis like that? I don't know how it works, but
I know like skin grafting has come long way for burn victims, but I don't know how it works with like just growing another. Because don't they like grow appendages like on your own like arm? Like if you need like a new hand or something, they actually like grow it on your, would we cover somebody like that who was growing like a hand on his elbow or something, so the doctors could then cut it off and put the hand on again? It's like they grow it on your own body.
I think it's possible, right?
Grow him a new penis. Yeah,
he grows a penis on his arm and he puts it on. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy did grow a dick.
That's
on
your
his
back
arm.
Yeah
there was a dude that grew a dick on his arm.
Yeah that's what I thought.
The dick arm guy. He was somewhere in like Ireland or.
Yeah, he was over in the UK.
Yeah. Wanted a new dick, so he grew it on his arm. He said it was worth it every second. So it took him years, right, to grow the dick. So
yeah.
Well, you know, at least you're not the mouse with six legs and no genitals. Even even Dr. Diltz can hang his hat on that one, you know. So
yeah,
so, true.
It's freaky.
You're not that mouse. Yeah. So that's good news. Good news for all of us who aren't that mouse. And that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you need more Hard Factor, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. 3 weekly bonus podcasts. And of course, those go back for years that we've been doing them. The Let's Go Pod, all about sports-ish stuff. The Hive Hour, all about the inside baseball. Just some bullshitting. We did, you know, like John Hamm's fraternity hazing scandal last week. Pretty fun. And then Florida Man Friday, every single Friday. All the best Florida Man news every single week. So check that out, patreon.com/hardfactor if you need more show. But most importantly, get out there and have yourself a great fucking day. Feel